بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last night I introduced the idea that the Quran is a public document for recitation, and it is not simply a legal document, nor is it simply a document like the US Constitution. It is much more than that. It's a document that introduces the values of a Muslim civilization to every human being. And that was the lesson from yesterday. Continuing that today in Surah Al-A'raf, which is the theme of the Surah also, that we recognize who we are in the Surah and through the Surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands upon these ideas, ideals and theories which become part of Aqidah, and addresses human beings with the stories of Nuh alayhi salam, how he delivered the message and how his people rejected him and how they were destroyed, and then Hud alayhi salam, and then Salih alayhi salam, and then Lut alayhi salam, and Shu'aib alayhi salam, until you come to Musa and Harun alayhi salatu salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now through these Anbiya alayhi salatu salam expresses this understanding that human beings, no matter how evil they become, there is always going to be a counter idea, ideal, value, theory, aqidah for the Muslim. You look at the sins and vices of all these people that the Quran has enumerated in this surah and all the other surahs in the Quran, and you will see that one of the most fundamental is أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِنْكُمْ وَعَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The greatest contention was that, and this is the Prophet saying to their people, that what is your problem? That you don't like the idea that a man has come to you from your Lord to give you advice. That's your problem. And in today's society, it's still the same problem. Don't tell me what to do. I have a mind, you have a mind. I have education, you have education. I can read, you can read. Don't referee me in my life. And this was the position of all the prophets that the Quran alludes to, not only in this surah, but every surah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying through these prophets, alayhi salam, the anbiya, that when it comes to following the truth, you need guidance through a human being, not through your aql, not through your mind. A human being must come to you and tell you this is right and this is wrong. Accept some of those universal values that came with Adam, as we all know. This is how the surah then explains to us, to the reader, that the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is going to be universal. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also introduced here to all of mankind. That what do we as Muslims see in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this surah, since it's an introduction to human beings about who we are, then the surah introduces Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in a very unique way, a very dynamic way. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare, O people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ refers to whom? Everybody. O mankind, I am Allah's Rasul and Messenger to all of you. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Now this declaration, which is what we say in our kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which is so basic and fundamental. Every child knows this, and every adult assumes that he or she knows it. then why is the Quran making this declaration in the surah? That is the thought that must come to the reader. Why is this ayah placed in the surah? In Surah Al-A'raf, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been instructed by Allah to announce to all of mankind that I am messenger to all of you. Meaning every human being who comes into touch, in touch and contact with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through reasonable exposure. What is reasonable exposure, mashallah? We had Muhammad Ali, Allah yarhamhu. Allah yarhamhu. He should have been buried last week. That's the Muslim way, by the way. Just because they didn't do that way doesn't mean that it's a Muslim way. You don't follow athletes and celebrities and what their families do. You follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that was not his mistake. Whoever mistake, we don't care. But we make dua for him. Allah raise his ranks in Jannah and forgive him and give him nur in his grave. Now, reasonable da'wah and exposure to the reasonable Islam is that Muhammad Ali came and he told everybody now in the world, I'm leaving, but I'm Muslim. Now everybody knows. Who doesn't know? Everybody knows. Now that is da'wah at an international level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses some of his creation sometimes to deliver the word, to deliver the message of whom? Of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of his namesake, that this is the way. Now Muslims have exposed Islam to everybody in the world, where all the dignitaries of the world came to some outback place where? Kentucky. SubhanAllah. Well, if Islam wants to spread, it may spread from where you race horses. Right? This is the beauty of Allah's path. But no one can say now, they don't know what Islam is. No one can say now that they don't know who Muslims are. No one can say now they don't know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. So the Quran is saying through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have introduced Muhammad as a messenger to all people. Either this way or that way. And it doesn't matter. The irony of this is that the preceding ayah talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah wasi'at kulla shay. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay in the previous ayah. That my rahmah has encompassed everything that he has created. Everything. And then he says, فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُوا. But I will prescribe and I will appropriate that rahmah for those who have taqwa. Who are those? الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Those who follow this Rasul who is al-Ummi, al-Nabi al-Ummi. This Nabi al-Ummi, the one who doesn't know how to read and write. If they follow him, then Allah will appropriate his extra rahmah upon these people. And al-Nabi al-Ummi who doesn't write. What does the Quran say about al-Nabi al-Ummi? Alladhi yajidunahu maktuban. That is Ummi, but it's maktub. People wrote about him. Even though he doesn't know how to read or write, you see the contrast, the miracle of the Quran. That you have someone who doesn't know how to read or write, and centuries before he came, he was already written. Where? Fit Tawrat wal Injil. Where? In the books of the Ahlul Kitab, the people of writing, the people of book, the book people, they wrote about whom? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rasul not only for the people of Mecca and Medina and for the Jazeera and for the Arab and for the Muslims who came afterwards. He is also a Rasul for everybody who came before him. Why? Because everybody who came before him knew him and knew of him. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا Nas inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'ah. So, when we say that the Quran is an introduction to the civilization that a Muslim ummah is, then you will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah has encompassed everything. وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَسَعَدْ كُلْتَ شَيْءٍ Allah's rahmah has encompassed everything. How so? Because He has made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam known to everybody before he came and after he came. So who is now the pivot of Allah's rahmah? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now becomes the pivot of Allah's rahmah, which he is mentioned later on. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّ الْسُورَةِ In Surah Al-Anbiya. So we see here that when we are understanding what Allah's message is, the first message is that there is no God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah. And the second message is Muhammad Rasulullah. And it is this second message that we must deliver. The first message is fine. Tawheed, la ilaha illallah. In today's age, this theism on one side, this polytheism on the other side, and this atheism on the other side. You can't escape. Who talks about God the most? The atheist. Why? He spends his whole life trying to disprove that he doesn't exist. So he's talking about it 24/7. That's his passion. Let's refute the existence of God. Which is ironic. That's how the devil plays with the minds of people. So, theism, monotheism, tawheed are in the middle, and you have people who believe in polytheism on one side, atheism on the other side. That is not the need of the hour. The need of the hour is Muhammad Rasulullah, that Muhammad being the perfect human being is a role model for every human being. And this surah, Surah Al-A'raf, brings out this point in such a beautiful way that it is mind-boggling when you read the surah from cover to cover. In one recitation. Not in piecemeal. But this is how the Sahaba understood the Quran, and it is what the Mufassirun have written, that the amazing point about the naming of the surahs is that the naming of the surah came from the Sahaba. As it came from the Prophet ﷺ. Not every surah was named by the Prophet ﷺ. Some of the surahs were named by the Sahaba. And so the Mufassirun say, the commentators of the Quran say, that it is a testimony to the genius and the brilliance of the Sahaba that in one single reading they understood the whole theme of one surah. Which you and I couldn't do in 100 years. Right? We couldn't do that. How do you get to this level of scholarship when one reading you see the Surah Araf, this theme is this. When you have a theme, what's the theme like? That you have a necklace and a chain. When you have the chain, then you may thread all of your pearls and jewels on that chain. But if you don't have the chain, if you don't have the thread, then where are your jewels and pearls going to go to? They'll be scattered. All over the way, all over, everywhere. So what does the theme do? The theme allows the scholar of the Quran and the mufassir of the Quran to thread together all the magnificent pearls and jewels of every ayah with the same thread, with the same string, with the same theme. And this is why scholarship now becomes the most important science to develop for the Muslim Ummah, both in the East and in the West. If you do not develop scholarship at this level, where the just like the Sahaba understood the Quran and the Sahaba understood the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will never be able to represent Muhammad Rasulullah. Nobody can say that is a Muslim civilizational value that you bury your dead 7 days, 10 days, 8 days later. Now when there's an international audience, you say, this is our sunnah. We follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a mercy to all of mankind. We don't want anyone's body to suffer in this world. That's why we rush to burying the body, that is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you can do whatever you want. You can eulogize, and you can write books, and you can make movies, and you can have documentaries. We don't care about that. We do care about the effect on the body. Why? This is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This comes from wahi. It is not science. It is not logic. It comes from wahi. So what I'm saying is that the most important feature of Islam to present today is Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, inshallah, everybody will have some way to trigger out Tawheed, bi'idhnillah. That's it. Muhammad Rasulullah is where everybody is now having a problem. Why? We don't want a human being to referee us in our lives. Do we? No. No. He's a human being, I'm a human being. He has a mind, I have a mind. So what did Rasulullah ﷺ come to do? He came to tell everybody in the world, follow me. You don't need everybody to guide you. You follow my guidance. If you follow my guidance, Allah will love you. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. Following one human being is easier than following how many? Millions. He's my role model, she's my role model, he's my role model, she's my role model. Allah says, no, only one. And that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is through the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah's rahmah encompasses everything. When they believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a rasul ilan nas jami'ah, is a rasul to all of mankind, not just the Muslims of Glendale Heights, or of Chicago, or of Illinois, or of USA, or of this time, 21st century, or the last time, or the Sahaba, no, everybody. Anyone and everyone who fits the description of Bani Adam, they must adhere to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being their Rasul. So on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, أَنَا سَيِّدُهُ لِآدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I will be the leader of the children of Adam on the Day of Judgment. This is what he said. وَلَا فَخْرَ. Then he said, I have no pride in that. It's going to happen. It's a reality. It's a fact. I don't have any pride in that. That is Allah's fadl on me. It has nothing to do with me, but that Allah has made me this way, that on the Day of Judgment, I will be the leader. Ana sayyidu. I will be the leader of whom? Wulbi Adam. All the children of Adam. Now you imagine that spectacle, subhanAllah. You have a few thousand people in a sports stadium, and they make a noise. It's a spectacle. You have a few million people at Hajj, subhanAllah, it's a spectacle. You have trillion people in front of you, and you're their leader, that's not a spectacle. That's the mu'jiza. That is what? That's the mu'jiza. Allah will say on the Day of Judgment for all of these trillion people, however many they are, only Allah knows, one man will be their leader. When will that happen though? Not any stadium here, not any platform here, not any museum here, no stage here. On the stage of the Day of Judgment where everybody will be fearful for their salvation. So that what I'm saying, we're reading these surahs of the Qur'an, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all ajr and reward for listening, and for those, mashallah, who recite, and for those who want to learn and recite also, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the work of deen from us, but more than that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the words of the Qur'an, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood, and the way he transmitted those words to the Sahaba, who then disseminated those words to the rest of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover us with his rahmah in this world, in our graves, and on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be raised and resurrected under the banner of the leadership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and allow us to enter Jannah through him, with him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.